Peter Sokolow is considered an elder statesman among klezmer musicians. He's one of the last living links to the musicians who brought klezmer to America from Eastern Europe, and now he's sharing his firsthand knowledge with the younger generation of musicians. John Kalish has this profile.
During the 1980s, when the traditional dance music of East European Jews known as klezmer was enjoying a revival, Pete Sokolow was called the youngest of the old guys.
Now I'm the oldest old guy. Most of the old guys are gone. Vegas is gone, Dave. Sidney is gone. All my old friends. I miss them.
Sokolow started playing klezmer in the summer of 1958 with some of those older musicians at resorts in the Catskills. He was a college student then, and it was there that he met the great klezmer clarinetist, Dave Tarris. Sokolow also played with the three Epstein brothers, whose orchestra had been a force on the American klezmer scene since the 1930s.
In one sentence, Max Epstein changed my entire style. He said to me, "Kid, you play terrific clarinet, but you should understand that in this kind of music, the dreidlach, which are the ornaments, are there to enhance the melody, not the other way around. In other words, all that biddle, 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 biddle doesn't mean a thing. If you lose the melody," he said to me, "you've got nothing."
Sokolow began his career playing clarinet and saxophone, but switched to piano, an instrument that was not originally associated with klezmer. His cramped Brooklyn living room is dominated by a Steinway grand from the late 1800s.
My father was a piano teacher. This great big Steinway here was his. He was a hell of a piano player, my old man. He played like Gershwin style. When I was 17 years old, I picked up one of my father's old 78s, a Fats Waller, and I sat at this piano teaching myself how to play the Fats Waller style. And damned if I didn't do it.
Pete Sokolow suffered a stroke less than a week before our interview.
That's with the stroke. The damage was done to my right hand. And I'm going to have to take therapy. To my standard, it's like I fell back all the way to the beginning. But once my strength is back a little bit in the hands, I'll be able to really do what I do. I was a heavyweight stride player. I was really good.
He was. Sokolow played both jazz and Jewish music throughout his career. Interest in klezmer music started petering out after World War II, but made a comeback in the late 1970s. Before long, Sokolow found himself playing with younger musicians whose only previous exposure to the music was old 78s. Henry Sapoznik was a key player in what came to be called the klezmer revival. He says Sokolow taught those kids a lot.
He's a tough band leader, and he's a tough teacher. Should have t-shirts. I survived Pete Sokolow, and I'm a better musician for it. I'm a better person for it.
For his part, Pete Sokolow says he was a little baffled by the klezmer revival.
All klezmer was dance music. It was the shakaroo of my life at that point, that anybody would want to sit to listen to a concert of dance music. Well, I should have known better, because the swing era, Benny Goodman did that in Carnegie Hall, and there they were sitting in Carnegie Hall listening to dance music.
Something like that.
In 1985, Sokolow was on hand for the first Klez Camp, what became an annual gathering in the Catskills prompted by the klezmer revival. There he taught both clarinet and piano and helped bridge the generations.
My main job in the revival was as the go-between. I brought the old guys into the scene.
One of them was the clarinetist Sid Beckerman, who knew tunes that Sokolow had never heard before. Soon the two were playing together and in groups with their younger peers. Sokolow is continuing that cross-generational collaboration with Taras Band, named for klezmer legend Dave Taras. The group is led by clarinetist Michael Winograd, who studied with Sokolow at Klez Camp.
He's a musician's musician, you know, it's like he has unnatural ability. He has perfect harmonic sense, perfect melodic sense. He's a great arranger. When we're working on arrangements for Taras Band, and we're like, what's this harmony? He knows it immediately. One of those minds that every once in a while you bump into, you know.
Winograd is one of the younger musicians who's incorporating contemporary elements like rock into klezmer, and that's fine with Pete Sokolow. He's content being the oldest old guy.
I don't want to, you know, create new ground and become totally new creative guy. I'm an old-time guy. I like to play music that's fun for me. I want to have fun doing this.
And he says he still does. For NPR News, I'm John Kalish in New York.